to this week's episode of the Robo Falcons podcast, the official podcast of the Frost Robo Falcons. I am your host, Jason, mentor here for the team, and I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Asher.
Hello, hello.
It's been a couple weeks since we've had a podcast episode come out, so we've had some movement as far as our build has gone. So we thought we'd bring a couple people in from different teams just to sort of give us a recap on what's been going on with the team. We have representing the CAD and programming division, Pranav.
Hi.
We have representing the mechanical division, Darren.
Hello.
And we have representing our imagery team, Gian.
Hi.
So just to start off, what do you guys think of the game so far? Pranav, what do you think of the game so far?
I think it's very interesting. It's definitely not as complicated as last year. There was like a lot of stuff going on. So that made many things like mechanical and programming way more difficult. But I also think that they will make more challenging things for us because it's easier. So people might do like better compared to like last year because it was so challenging. That could be like something that could like push them down in terms of like how good they could score.
So you think maybe because the game isn't necessarily as complicated scoring-wise, people will have time to sort of innovate a better strategy for scoring more effectively.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Darren, what do you think of the game?
I think it's pretty decent game. I think the rules are a tad bit complicated, but it shouldn't be anything we can't handle.
Any favorite portions of this game that you like so far?
Probably trying to figure out how we can grab samples and clip them like with the robot instead of with the human player.
Oh, that would be neat. I like that idea. Gia, so from a imagery standpoint, like what kind of inspiration have you taken from the game itself?
I mean, there's lots of opportunities from the theme in the deep, because there's lots of opportunities in the water. There can be things based off of the water. There's water animals. There's many opportunities that you can take inspiration from. I'd say it's really fun to do that.
Ash, we asked you last week or last episode what you thought of the game. Anything new come up over the past couple weeks that you've been experiencing the game?
We've been starting to like experiment with trying to put the clips onto the samples with the robot and not the human. That's been going pretty well, I think.
One of the newer elements of our presentation is going to be CAD design. So we brought Pranav in here. Tell us about CAD and about the CAD design as it relates to what we do here.
So CAD is a wide variety of applications used to do 3D design and modeling. So we use them a lot in our portfolio to show that we can do like things to model in terms of like brainstorming. So we can make different parts, maybe custom parts, maybe map out an idea for like a mechanism for our engineering part. Maybe like we want to design an arm in that before we actually build it so that we don't have to worry about like wasting parts or like disassembling it if we make like mistakes. We can plan it out that way. And mostly just for portfolio so that we can like show the judges that we use CAD. CAD we use like Autodesk and Fusion 360 sometimes. We've used it in the past to make Lego instructions for our pits so we could pass them out to people. So we would have a robot and we'd have like the parts listed and we'd show them how to build it so that it would look like a miniature version of our robot.
Is there anything we've done so far in CAD for this game and for this robot?
So far, we've just been playing around with it because we have many new people this year that are interested in it. So we're teaching them like how to use it because it's really complicated 3D design. So we have like started working on like the wheels and like maybe like starting with the arm.
So conceptualizing parts mm-hmm. and then kind of going from there.
Yeah.
Darren, when I was looking at the table earlier when you guys were working on some of the different designs, I hadn't been here in a couple weeks, so it's kind of new to me. I saw you guys had the beginnings of a hook climbing mechanism started. What describe that to me?
Well, there's this red 3D printed part which is rotated, so it locks onto the bar, and the robot pulls itself up with it, and then extends a different, I'm pretty sure linear screw which hangs onto the top bar and pulls itself up from there.
Excellent. So it's the same mechanism. It'll pull itself up once, and then it has the red 3D printed thing that latches onto the bar, and then the same thing extends up again and locks onto the second bar and pulls up. Very cool. So we haven't attached it yet, but it seems to work pretty well, or the concept seems to be promising as far as what we've seen so far.
Yeah.
Have we had any other designs that we were focusing on?
Not that I really know of.
Okay, Gia, now that you've had kind of a little bit of time to see the robot, like what we've kind of pulled up so far, and had some time to really think about the Into the Deep theme. Are there any sort of favorite ideas that have come up?
I mean, a lot of people on the team want us to do a crab, but that just kind of depends on the robot itself, if we're going to have one linear slide or two, and it depends on how the crab is going to be built. But if we're going to do a crab, the favorite, like the name we were thinking was Ghost for an Atlantic Ghost crab. But if we're thinking of one linear slide that would extend further up, we were thinking something more like a Nessie or like some sort of water dinosaur or something that has a long neck that can extend. So the Nessie was another favorite idea, as it's into the deep and it really relates, as it's also kind of mysterious, so it gives an air of mystery.
I love that idea. That's really cool, actually. Do you have any personal favorite ideas that you guys have come up with so far?
Yeah, the Nessie and the crab.
The Nessie. This question is just kind of for anybody, if anybody wants to jump in. What challenges have come up over the past couple weeks that you didn't expect to see so far?
With the robot, we wanted to have a linear slide be on the front so it could extend far out and grab a piece and then rotate itself into another position. But we found some complicated things in the rules that made it partly difficult for us to do that, as is if it extends one way, it has to occupy those two spaces, even if it turns all other ways.
Oh, so it can't. Got it. Okay. So the two spaces are the most it can occupy. And then once you bring it, it's got to come back in before you can move any farther. Have we come up with any kind of other ideas as far as the mechanism like that goes?
Instead of having the linear slide be like long and be able to go up and down, we have a linear slide go one way and a separate linear slide, a shorter one, be on the front so it can pick up samples and pick and transfer them to the taller linear slide so it can score into baskets and hang and clip the things onto the bar.
Okay, so a transfer mechanism. So not one mechanism to pick up and deposit in the basket, one to pick up, transfer to another one that's then going to put it into a basket.
Yes.
Any other challenges that we've kind of seen so far?
In programming, we've been testing out a new thing called Roadrunner for autonomous. It makes it so that navigation is like easier. We don't have to manually write in everything. Like the program will like figure out itself. And we're using Java this year because Java is easier to use compared to like Block. It's really complicated. And like if you have like even like the tiniest thing like missing, like you may have the motor not there, you just want to test something. It's like really annoying because it can have like a million lotuses there. So it's like hard to like navigate your code, and Block's just way more messy. And Java can also autocorrect errors. Block can't do that. There are certain errors that you do have to fix, but like Java can like autocorrect like a lot of them. So that makes it way more easier for us and like less time consuming. So we can experiment with like sensors, motors, you know.
I mean, without being able to see exactly how the robot is going to be functioning, we can't really tell what we're going to do. And some of the acronyms are a little bit difficult to figure out, but so far it's been pretty chill.
Any challenges you've seen so far?
I was particularly focused on what Gia said.
Yeah.
Because like with the way the robot is going to work, rather, we don't know how it's going to work. So we can't determine whether we're going to use a design that's going to fit with two arms or one arm or maybe a different design that comes up later in the process.
What are you guys most excited for in what you've discovered so far with this game and with this robot?
What I'm pretty excited for is seeing many different variations of how many mechanisms we can make for the robot to clip on the samples by itself or really just scoring things.
The samples this year are very versatile pieces, and also with the combination of clips, that's like an added layer of complexity. So there's going to be numerous ways that we can like pick up the sample, or we can like rotate it. Maybe we could like put the clip a different way. There's way too many possible.
I mean, it's really going to be cool to see how many things, like what different things other teams come up with, because we're all just solving the same problem, but the amount of different ideas that could be thought of is just cool.
I'm excited to see how, like, a Roadrunner will, like, make our autonomous do better this year. So last year we had a lot of trouble with it because we had time limits, which was a big constraint because it was really complicated with the blocks. It was, like, not easy because we had to learn it. It was, like, way more difficult compared to Java, which, like, our mentors, like, pre-laying it like a foundation for us. And then we, like, experiment more with the sensors and the motors and stuff. So last year we didn't have many of the sensors, so it wasn't easier. So it wasn't that easy to, like, navigate as much compared to, like, having a sensor. Like, we couldn't get a working sensor in time.
Okay. So with Java, it'll be a little bit easier to, on the fly, kind of diagnose those issues and add those things when we need them.
Yeah.
Well, we like to wrap things up by asking the same question to everybody.
What does gracious professionalism mean to you?
To me, it means, like, maintaining, like, your competitive spirit, like, being competitive and, like, showing that you're, like, interested in the contest, you want to win. But at the same time, if you lose, then you don't be, like, a bad sport about it. You, like, are nice to the other team. You don't, like, be rude to them. Or, like, if they lose, you're also, like, nice to them. You're not, like, haha, you lost. Or, like, putting, like, you don't put them down. So you're, like, kind to everyone as well as maintaining, like, the idea that you, like, want to win and do well.
Well, I think gracious professionalism is having a competitive edge while simultaneously having a good sportsmanship towards other teams and be able to help them out whenever they're in need.
For me, gracious professionalism means to maintain the same spirit regardless of the outcome that comes with the competition.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing all the advancements we're going to make this year with the different types of programming that we're going to be doing, the new ideas that we're going to have as far as generating mechanisms goes. You guys have another year under your belt, so you have a much better idea of what is capable, what the different mechanisms are capable of doing, and how we can implement them on there. So I'm interested to see your guys' innovation that you're going to put into this. And I'm really excited to see what this thing's finally going to be called, what it's going to look like, because the imagery team always knocks it out of the park. I would say we consistently have the coolest looking robots in general through all these competitions. And I think you guys are going to come up with a fantastic idea. All right. Well, I just want to thank you guys for being here. Pranav, Darren, Gia, Asher, of course. Really appreciate you guys stopping by and taking some time to give us an update on how things have been going for the RoboFalcons. Thanks for listening, and we will see you all next week.